Good afternoon. So let's come to order, and we'll proceed first with docket E 22 sub 544. I'm Commissioner Dan Clodfelder. I've been designated to preside over this proceeding this afternoon. With me today are Commission Chairman Ed Finley and Commissioners Brian Beatty, Tanola Brown Bland, Jerry Dockham, James Patterson, and Lyons Gray. I now call for hearing docket E 22 sub 544, which is in the matter of the application of Virginia Electric and Power Company, doing business as Dominion Energy North Carolina, for approval of a renewable energy and energy efficiency portfolio standard cost recovery rider pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 62-133.8 and Commission Rule R8-67. In compliance with the requirements of the State Government Ethics Act, I will remind all the commission members of our duty to avoid conflicts of interest, and at this time inquire whether any member of the commission has a known conflict of interest with regard to this docket. Let the record reflect that no conflicts were identified. On August 23, 2017, Dominion Energy North Carolina filed its application for approval of the Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency Portfolio Standard Cost Recovery Rider and its 2016 REPS compliance report pursuant to Commission Rule R8-67, along with the written direct testimonies and exhibits of George Hinton, 20 pages of direct testimony and one accompanying appendix, the testimony of Alan Moore, 6 pages of direct testimony, one appendix, and one exhibit containing confidential information, and the testimony of James Merritt, consisting of 8 pages of direct testimony, one appendix, and 7 schedules. On August 30, 2017, the Commission issued its order scheduling hearings for this place and time, establishing discovery guidelines, setting deadlines for the parties to file testimony, and requiring Dominion to publish notice of the hearing. On October 23, 2017, the public staff filed the affidavits of Sonia Johnson, consisting of 4 pages and one appendix, and the affidavit of Evan Lawrence, consisting of 6 pages and one appendix. Participation in this docket by the Utilities Commission public staff is recognized pursuant to GS 62-15. There are no interveners in this docket. On October 25th, 2017, Dominion filed affidavits of publication of the required public notice. And on October 30, 2017, Dominion filed its letter in lieu of rebuttal testimony. On November 1st, 2017, Dominion and the public staff filed a joint motion for witnesses to be excused from evidentiary hearing. In the motion, Dominion and the public staff stated that all parties to the docket have consented to waive cross-examination of the witnesses and offer no objection to the introduction of the witnesses' pre-filed testimony, affidavits, and exhibits into the record. On November 3rd, 2017, the Commission issued its order granting the joint motion to excuse witnesses from attending the evidentiary hearing and to receive their testimony, exhibits, work papers, and affidavits into evidence at the hearing. So with that recital of the history, I'll call on counsel for the parties to make their appearances for the record, beginning with the applicant.
Presiding Commissioner Clodfelter, members of the Commission, Brett Bricework, the law firm McGuire Woods, on behalf of the applicant, Dominion Energy North Carolina. With me here today is in-house counsel Horace Payne, who's also representing the company.
Welcome.
Commissioners, Robert Josie with the public staff on behalf of the using and consuming public.
Are there any preliminary matters, motions, or other things to take up? Do we have someone else? Anyone else?
Well,
we're okay.
Then I didn't.
Well, we'll do that. Are there any preliminary matters first?
No, sir.
Nothing?
No.
Okay, so I think the parties have stipulated that all the pre-filed testimony, the affidavits, exhibits, and schedules can come into the record. If that's correct, and without any further objections, they will be received and admitted into the record with the confidential materials so designated. Are there any public witnesses who have come today who want to testify on this docket? Are the parties aware of any other witnesses whose testimony is to be offered? Yes?
Commissioner, just one clarification.
Sure.
Since we're not going through individually, I just want to clarify, when you had summarized the testimony presented, the company's witness is George Hitch, and I believe you had said Hinton. So just one clarification, if I could.
I have George Hinton in my written materials, and so that's
not
incorrect. We'll correct the record accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, if not, then we'll conclude